Hello, this is Dustin with customer service giving you a call back.
Okay. Yes, I'm trying to determine this is who with customer service?
Yes, this is Dustin with customer service.
Destin?
Yes, Dustin.
Okay, and I'm calling to make a determination of what I bought from you all for $67.32. Can you give me that? I don't know what Dustin is. What do you sell?
Well, I do apologize, however, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to have an account pulled up and verify before I would know which one you're calling in about or to be able to see what is going on. So that I can see if I may be able to locate the account. May I please have your zip code?
32312.
Thank you. So that was 32312.
Correct.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
John Marks.
Thank you. And that'll be just one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Sure.
And I really do apologize. I'm having just a little bit of trouble locating an account with that information. You said the amount of that charge again was for me, please?
$67.32. There's also another one from that new electronics. Well, this one says new product, and it has this number, 855-457-3010, then your telephone number.
Yes, I do completely understand. May I ask what day that you were showing that charge?
Well, that date is, it's actually pending, so on my account. So it would be sometime after either yesterday or today. It's pending.
Thank you. And do you mind spelling that last name for me to make sure I do have that spelled correctly?
Marks.
Thank you. And so that I can see if I may have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
I don't know. It's not on there. Billing address. It is a debit authorization, they say, but there is no billing address for that. It's from my bank account.
Yes, I wasn't asking for the company's billing address. I was asking for the billing address for the card that is being charged.
It would be Centennial Bank, and I don't know what their billing address is. It's a bank debit card. Centennial Bank.
Yes, I would need the bank's address. Whenever you set up a bank account, you do have to provide them with a billing address. I would need whatever address was provided for the billing address.
I already gave you that, 3713, Bob and Brooke East, I thought. I gave you the zip code, 32312.
Okay, I really do apologize. I'm not showing an account with that information in our system, but if you will give me a moment, I am going to check with my supervisor and see if they may have another way of locating that. That would be just a moment.
Okay, hang on. Hang on. Let me give you another one because I got another one from that same new product with an. It's the same. No, that looks like. Let me see. It says it's new product 8554. Then it's got. Oh no, this one doesn't have the complete. But I got another one from that same thing. As a matter of fact, I got several, and that's what I need for you to check. Please, go right ahead. Hello.
Yes, it will take. Hello. Yes, it will take just one moment. I am checking with my supervisor if they may have another way of locating that.
Sure.
Okay, and I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did advise me that the only other way they would have of seeing if they can locate the account is to see if they can track down the charge. However, for them to be able to track down the charge, they would have to have the first six and last four of the card that is being charged.
Oh, no, I can't give you that. Why would I give you that? No, they should be able to check it down as is. I've given you a number, 855-457-3010. That's your number, so that should be a good enough tracking number. I'm not going to give you my credit card number or debit card number or anything in between.
Yes, I do apologize. However, none of the information you have provided is showing an account. So the only other way we would have to see if we can locate that is to see if we can track down the charge. However, to be able to track down the charge, we would have to have that first six and last four.
No way. No way I can give you any part of my credit card number. I guess this seems like there's something wrong because this is... Please write this down so you can track it down this way. This is your number. This is the number that I'm getting on my bank statement, which should be able to track down whoever made the charge on my account, which I don't recognize. And that, again, is new product, It's called New Product with the following number. You ready? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. You got New Products. 855-457-3010. That should be in your system somewhere, I would think.
So I do apologize, that does sound like a phone number that isn't anything we would be able to use to track down an account.
You know what that is? All that is another phone number, I guess. It's the same phone number I called you on. So something is amiss, I would think, wouldn't you? If you all can't track down, if I can't get anybody to track down this number, electronic, and I got a number with your another one with a electronics Meg and the same or a similar same number in Arizona. I got another one, new product, and it's in Florida. Something is amiss, is it not? Hello?
Yes, I do completely understand. However, none of the information you have provided me is showing an account.
Okay. You don't have any information related to those numbers.
Yes, I do apologize. Since we do service over 400 different companies without an account pulled up, there isn't any information I would be able to provide.
I gave you all the information that I have. I'm not going to give you my credit card or debit card number. That wouldn't be something I would want to do. I'm looking at what they have attempted to authorize on my banking account. And that's the information that was given to my bank. It seems to me that if you're the call center, you should have some information related to that. Whoever it is, if you got 400 clients.
Yes, we do service over 400 different companies.
So how can I find out? Do you have any way that I can find out who charged my bank account? Only way you can say you can charge is get my credit card number or debit card number. Is that right?
Yes, I do apologize. That is the only other way we would have of seeing if we could track down the account, as none of the other information you have provided is showing an account.
But it must not be there. Okay. I tell you what, I'll try and get y'all back after I file some sort of complaint with somebody, okay? Because that doesn't seem to be right to me. I got to tell you, and you can't tell me, I can't review what this account is about, what this charge is about. I may legitimately have done it, but I cannot. Everything else I got on my bank account, I can identify very easily who's responsible for it. But there are these accounts that I cannot, which seems to me to be inappropriate. I can't say I appreciate your information because I don't, because you haven't given me any. But you got my telephone number. You call me back. If you can research this and find out which one of your clients, 400, failed to provide you with information that you can identify when somebody's calling them, I will talk to them directly if you could identify them, but apparently with 400, you cannot. Is that correct?
Yes, I do apologize. Without an account put up, there isn't any way for me to know which one you are calling in about.
Okay, I'll report this to the proper people. Thank you very much. Take care. Goodbye. Hello?
Yes, was there anything else I could assist you in?
Yeah, maybe you can. The fraud detection department or somebody that you are aware of, in terms of maybe these folks are doing conducting somewhat of a fraud. Do you have that?
I do apologize. There isn't any department that would be able to assist you without an account pulled up.
Okay. I'll try something else. Thank you. Goodbye.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you do have a great rest of your day.
This is call service. You said, let me, what are you, Dustin call service? Who are you? Let me ask, just very politely, who exactly are you?
Yes, my name is Dustin, and I would work for a third-party call center that services over 400 different companies.
I got that. What is the call center's name?
I do apologize for security purposes. I'm not allowed to give out the name of the call center.
All right, give the name of your supervisor. How about that?
Do apologize. I'm not allowed to give out anyone's information other than my own.
And that is that you are Dustin at some call center somewhere in the world. Is that right?
Yes, I do apologize. That is what information I would be able to give out without an account pulled up.
Okay, well, you can tell me who the name of the call center.
I do apologize.
You got
For security purposes, I'm not allowed to give out the name of the call center.
no, okay, let me write that down. No name for call center. So it's not like ABC call center or Wizard call center or anything like that. Is that correct? There is no name for this call center. It's just a call center.
So I
Is
do
that
apologize.
correct?
I'm not allowed to give out the name of the call center for security purposes.
Okay, let me ask it this way then. What can you tell me about the call center that would not violate your security? Only your name, Dustin?
Yes, I do apologize. I have provided you all the information I would be able to provide without an account pulled up.
Okay, what is your first name? Or is Dustin your first name?
Yes,
What is your
Dustin.
full name?
I do apologize. I'm not allowed to give out my last name.
Okay. You're not in the last name, let me put that down. I don't understand. If you're a call center, you got somebody who pays your bills? Who pays your salary, your income, your compensation? Maybe that'll help. Hello?
Yes, I do apologize. However, we do service over 400 different companies.
And each one of those companies pay a company or pay you directly.
Was there anything else I could
Hello?
assist you with?
Yeah, it's a lot of things, but you're not doing a very good job at it. I'm not trying to be difficult with you. I'm just trying to get some information regarding a charge, several charges, related to new products or related to electronic MEG or new products, and it's being charged in my card, which I don't recognize. It's not like it's just one, it's several. And I'm just trying to find out. And it's the same telephone number, 888-426-0491 or 888-457-0103010. And apparently that is a call center. For who? 400 different companies, apparently, right?
Yes, we would service over 400 different companies.
Let me ask you this: what do you do as a call center? And I'm gonna let you go in a minute because I'm obviously not making any headway in this. I'll just make sure the bank doesn't pay this anymore. Okay? What call center? If I gave you a number, you can find out from my debit card or my credit card that I would have to give you in order for you to find out who you are, a complete stranger to me, in order for you to find out who made a charge to my account. Is that correct?
Yes, I do apologize since none of the other information you have
Okay.
provided me is showing an account. That would be the only other way we would have of locating that account.
And that is to know my debit or my complete debit or credit card.
I would not need the complete number. I would just need the first six and the last four.
I don't understand how this. No. That's okay. I just don't understand why. Okay, let me. I'll call you back after I find some motion. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
You're
Goodbye.
very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Customer service. Goodbye. Hang up, please. Did you hang up?